This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, mock draft injection time. The draft is 2 days away, Thursday night. We got you covered here on Sports Radio 610, Thursday, Friday, and all day on Saturday. The Texans sitting on seven picks right now, including four out of the top 89 picks in the draft. So day two is the one that's really popping right now. 58th overall pick, 79th overall pick, and the 89th overall pick. Currently still sitting at 25. Every team in the NFL right now is still sitting on their own first round pick. So there have been no picks that were traded in previous years. There's been no movement in the first round so far. We'll see if there's anything that takes place on draft night. Quarterbacks are a big part of that. We'll talk about that. But let's get to it here, the 25th pick. This is Vinny Iyer of SportingNews.com. This is his latest mock draft. And with the 25th pick in the Vinny Iyer SportingNews.com mock draft, the Houston Texans select Tyler Booker, guard.
Oh, big shock.
Alabama, 6'5", 321. The Texans were able to get Cam Robinson to compensate okay. This is Vinny Iyer talking. Compensate okay for the surprise trade of Laremy Tunsil. They still need to address their interior O-line. Booker is a great run-blocking fit with his natural power and quickness.
Yeah, and the biggest concern that people have about Tyler Booker is his athleticism, his overall athleticism. Did not test well at all. He tested abysmally at the combine.
Yeah,
and that, and I would say that he's one of those guys that I think plays above his athleticism through a combination of technique and just good football IQ and physicality, but you can't ignore it, but that's where the difficult decision comes in. I think if he had tested well at the combine, he'd probably be a top 15 pick,
yeah.
Which is, this feels like a classic Baltimore Ravens type of move where you take a guy where you watch the film, you say, all right, I like everything about this guy. Oh, but he didn't test well at the combine. That's all right, Kyle Hamilton. Come on in. We'll take you and just take your actual football playing ability.
Yeah.
The 25th pick overall is a great spot to get a guy like that. That's where the Ravens have done that year after year in the back half of the first round, taking guys that play like they're top 15 players, but maybe they don't test as well, or they've got some other marks against them. So I was trying to be honest with myself about his athleticism and just, you know, try to check my blind spots, and I'm pretty comfortable with it. I think you acknowledge that, all right, athletically, maybe it limits you in some things, but I don't think the Texans want to be an outside zone based scheme. I think he just has to be good enough at outside zone runs to function, but it doesn't have to be a staple of what they do.
You know who knows a little something about Tyler Booker? Will Anderson Jr. They were teammates at Alabama. Here was Will Anderson Jr. yesterday at his press conference on Tyler Booker.
Tyler Booker, man, I speak very highly of him, man. Great character guy, but I think he has all the attributes you need to play the offensive line position. He's a mauler. He loves to finish blocks. His leadership skills, his mentality. He wants to be the best, and he's really hard on himself. And, you know, I'm kind of the same way, and that's what builds you up. That's what makes, you know, who you are. And he has all those things, man, and I can't say enough good things about him, man. And wherever he end up, he's going to change that team, change that program, and change the offensive line for sure.
Will Anderson Jr.'s opinion matters, and I don't mean in so much, Seth, as like he's going to say, hey, draft Tyler Booker. I'm Will Anderson Jr. I want you to draft this guy. I don't mean that. But Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans don't shy away from the fact that they talk to teammates, former teammates, current teammates, of guys they're looking at to get their take on him. And I can't imagine there's a player in the building whose opinion I'll put CJ and Will together because we're about to hear from CJ on Emeka Ogbuka. Those are probably the two most important opinions in the building among players, right?
Well, and this is where it gets really interesting is, yes, I think he checks off all the boxes in terms of character leadership. Ogbuka and Tyler Booker, that seems like a slam dunk fit on the character leadership swarm side of
either
things.
Either one, yeah.
So we talked about how sometimes people skew their judgments based on the combine and workouts and all of that. So I'm always interested when I see guys that were marked for not being that athletic. Like, okay, what were the scouting reports saying before the combine?
Mm-hmm.
So Daniel Jeremiah, who's a former scout for the Ravens, in his mock draft in January. Before there's any workouts or anything,
yep. He
had Tyler Booker going 10th overall to the Bears, saying, I think Booker is one of the safest picks in the draft. He will help firm up the interior offensive line for Caleb Williams. Nary a mention of his awful athleticism or what have you.
Yep.
And likewise, I remember with Josh Connerly, the offensive tackle out of Oregon, before the combine, I saw people say, like, I don't know if he's got a lot of athleticism. And then all of a sudden he goes to the combine, tests really well. I was watching him on film before the combine. I'm like, what? Doesn't have a lot of athleticism. What the hell are they talking about?
Yeah, yeah,
the guy
yeah.
moves athletically like Laramie Damn Tunsil.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he tests well at the combine and people are intrigued by his upside. So I didn't see a whole lot of mention about Tyler Booker's awful athleticism until he tested poorly at the combine.
Well, and if there's a team that thinks that the tests that dictate that opinion of his athleticism are kind of bunk, it's the Houston Texans. I don't think they buy. I think they're at the far end of the scale of teams that aren't really into the drills that are done at the combine.
I think they don't overly weight any of them. I think they're into them. It's that now they also have the GPS data from schools.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it shows your actual football speed.
Yeah.
And I think they probably lean into those way more.
Definitely.
You know, the value of the combine scores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bizarre that it's, you know, by and large, you've got this database of decades of material that you can compare guys against.
Yeah.
So I don't think Caserio completely discounts it, but I do think Caserio would look at if the GPS numbers look a lot different than the testing numbers, he's going to say, okay, well, the GPS numbers really match up with what we see on.
Yeah, that's what he is when he's pulling to go knock a linebacker into the dirt. That's how fast he's running.
There are a lot of super great testers who just don't move that fast on the football
field. Correct, yeah.
And vice versa.
Pads on and everything else. So Emeka Ogbuka is gone in this draft. He goes 22 to the Chargers, I believe. But C.J. Stroud, a former teammate of Emeka Ogbuka, this was kind of fun yesterday in that we got to talk to some players, you know, talk to Will Anderson Jr. and C.J. Stroud, who were teammates with some of the guys that are earmarked for the Texans at 25. Here was C.J. Stroud on wide receiver Emeka Ogbuka.
Me and Emeka, you know, we were very close at Ohio State, you know, and, you know, just time goes on. You stay connected, but it's just different, you know, not being in the same building and stuff. But, man, I do. He can call me anytime. It's my brother for life, and I'm super proud of him, just the man he's become, the man of God, first and foremost, and just, you know, that leadership that he's brought. And I remember him being, like, this number one recruiting receiver coming into our school, and, like, you know, and he came in with just wanting to work. And so I know that he'll do the same thing, you know, coming to the league, and he's going to have no problem adjusting. I think he's going to be a long-time vet, just somebody who is going to make a lot of plays, reliable, going to block, you know, going to do everything that you ask him to do. But first, you know, he's going to be a leader. And I'm just excited to see, you know, him work out and G. Scott and, Trey, you know, all those guys, you know, JT, Jack, all those guys I was there with, you know, to see them, you know, turning the corner on their college careers. And, you know, we're developed there. We're bred there. They teach us a bunch. They're hard on us. You know, the main thing that I remember is just Coach Mick, you know, just being super hard on us in the weight room. But, you know, it all pays off in the end. And the same skills that they use at school, like Mecca and all those boys, they'll use it in the league and they'll have no problem adjusting.
Mecca, it sounds like Emeka Ebuka is basically the Tyler Booker of the wide receiver position.
Yeah. Now, with Ebuka feels more like, it's a weird power ranking there, but I feel like in the power ranking of which guy, based on what people say about him, sounds more like Will Anderson. I feel like Ebuka really sounds like the Will Anderson.
Yeah.
I think Tyler Booker is very well respected and whatever, but it feels like Ebuka, people are really, they're saying it with all their diaphragm.
Yeah.
They're saying, like, this guy's just different. He's just different.
You think they have Ebuka higher up the board than most teams do, the Texans, based on stuff like that?
Probably with Ebuka and Booker and various other guys, I think there are some teams that genuinely value the football character side of things. Every team talks about it, yeah, and says we want smart, tough, dependable guys. I think especially since D'Amico came in, that they 100% really try to live by their own doctrine.
Yep.
And like Nick the other day said, that their draft board is probably smaller than a lot of other teams. I think they elevate some guys more than other teams based on football character. And then I think they take some guys off their board based on sketchy reports.
I watched some of Chris Ballard's press conference yesterday, the GM in Indianapolis. He said that there's 257 picks in the draft. He said their big board is somewhere between 150 and 175 players.
Yeah.
You know, so most teams don't have nearly as many players on their board as there are picks in the draft.
Yeah, and you know, that's why sometimes you start to see the really funky stuff happen in the back half of the draft, where there's a lot of teams that are like,
I have to use this pick here?
I have to sign him to a guaranteed rookie contract where I'd prefer to get him as a college free agent.
Yep. If you're wondering why seventh round picks get used as filler to move up and up in the first couple days of the draft.
But it is, I mean, everybody's boards are different.
Sure.
So it's not like there's everybody that just feels like they're destitute at the end.
It's just the Ballard is the only one I've ever heard give a number as far as how many players are on their board. I wonder if the Texans are even smaller than that. You know,
Ballard also said that both his quarterbacks will probably play meaningful roles.
Oh, we'll get to that. Year. Pettycast. Oh, I've got that here. Don't worry. Yeah, don't worry. We've got a little Chris Ballard for you coming up next. Speaking of which, the Pettycast. We do it every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. What are the things that I'm petty about, Seth's petty about, people around sports are petty about? Text yours in, 713-572-4610. Tuesday Pettycast coming up next.